I'm very happy to be with you this morning, as today we bless this altar, and the Blessed Sacrament will then be reposed here at St. Gabriel's Radio. We hope and pray that all who work here, but also all who come into the studio, I realize that the Lord is truly in their midst. In our first reading today, we heard from the book of the prophet Nehemiah. The Jewish people were very troubled when they were sent into exile in Babylon, when the temple had been burned, because the presence of the Lord was there in the midst of them. The Ark of the Covenant was gone. The showbread was gone. The menorah with the seven candles and the flames, all gone. And they were sent into exile away from their true homeland. But through a pagan king, they were brought back, and Ezra and Nehemiah were set aside to help rebuild the city of Jerusalem, to bring the people back. And they found the scroll of the law, and they began to read the law, God's special gift to his people. At this stage, after they were sent into exile, the Jews had focused not so much on temple worship as much as they had focused on the law and the importance of the law. This remained God's gift to them. But when they began to read the law, God's gift, the terms of the covenant, they realized they had not been faithful. And they began to weep. But the prophets and the priests exhorted them, "Don't be sad. Today is holy, a holy day, a day of the Lord. He's in your midst. Don't be sad. Don't weep any longer. Celebrate. Have a great feast. Even provide for those who have nothing. Because with the Lord, there is mercy. The Lord restores us. And there's great joy in heaven when we return to the Lord with our whole heart." And so that's worth celebrating. And so they knew that somehow or the other, the Lord was with him through the gift of the law. But the Lord comes to us in a greater way than the law. In the mystery of the incarnation, the eternal God came down from his dwelling place in heaven and made his dwelling in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He came forth from the Virgin's womb into our earth in order to preach the good news of salvation to the poor, to heal the sick, to cleanse the leper, to make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to leap up like stags, to bring joy to all around. He came to reconcile sinners to the Father. And in our gospel, we heard of one such man, Zacchaeus, short in stature, a wealthy man filled with this world's goods, but without joy. No friends, because he did the bidding of the Roman oppressors. He had a lot of money. He had gained probably through extortion, because the more he collected, the more he could keep for himself. But somehow or the other, it did not satisfy the deepest longings of his heart. St. Luke recalls that he had heard about Jesus and he wanted to see Jesus, but he couldn't because of his short stature. How many people today in a previously Christian culture have lost their desire to seek the face of the Lord? And yet there are some who do. They know that what this world offers does not satisfy. The same way the Jews learned the hard way. They made alliances with foreign powers and they were utterly crushed, destroyed, and taken off into exile. Instead, Zacchaeus said, "I will follow my heart's desire for true peace, for interior peace." And what did he do about it? He climbed a sycamore tree. The scriptures say that Jesus intended to pass by that way through Jericho, which was out of Jesus' way, but he came for a particular encounter with a particular person, to change that person's life. And Jesus looked up to Zacchaeus. You can imagine how many people had looked down on Zacchaeus, not only because he was short, but because of what he was doing with his life, with his career. Jesus looked up with a gaze of mercy and said, "Zacchaeus, today I must stay at your house." And Zacchaeus made haste to come down from that sycamore tree to welcome Jesus into his home, the way we welcome Jesus into this chapel. And in the presence of the Lord, Zacchaeus repents. Not unlike when Jesus first called Simon Peter in St. Luke's gospel, with the miracle of the great catch of fish. After that great miracle, Simon Peter threw himself at Jesus' feet and said, Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Because in the presence of the all-holy God, we realize our own weakness. But that was the one thing that Jesus would not do. He would not depart. He'd come to seek out and save what was lost. So he said to Simon Peter, come and I will make you fishers of men. Similarly, Zacchaeus then, his life changed that day. Pope Benedict XVI wrote, being a Christian is not a result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea. It is a result of an encounter with an event or a person who opens up new horizons and gives our life a decisive direction. Zacchaeus, his life had a decisive direction that day. He was utterly changed by his encounter with the Lord, and therefore he gave back to the poor and all those from whom he had extorted, even fourfold, because he was no longer attached to money. That was no longer the love of his heart. He had met the true love of God in the person of Jesus Christ. We too meet the true love of God in the person of Jesus Christ, in the priest, in the word which is proclaimed, where two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord, but above all, the Second Vatican Council teaches, in the most blessed sacrament, the sacrament of charity, the sacrament of God's love. And this most blessed of sacraments will be placed in the tabernacle today after the Holy Mass. And God will be in the midst of his people here at St. Gabriel Radio. But why? So that we too can be renewed. So that we too, like Zacchaeus, can be transformed. How many masses have been offered in the Diocese of Columbus since its foundation in 1868? With the power of the Mass, our whole city should have been transformed. But so many people say, shrug, and say, so what? What difference does it make that we offer Mass, that we have this encounter with Jesus? Are we transformed for mission? We just had a great National Eucharistic Congress, and now we embark on year three of the Eucharistic Revival, the year of mission. And we certainly hope that just as the Archangel Gabriel came forth to announce the good news of salvation, the glad tidings he brought to Mary, so too we hope that transformed by the gift of the Eucharist, all here might send forth God's life-saving word. Zacchaeus, today I must come to your house. I must. Jesus wants to dwell in the hearts of all of humanity. Yesterday was the feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori. He said, paradise for God is the human heart. We repose the Blessed Sacrament here in this chapel, but God wants to dwell in our hearts. Today is the feast day of Pierre-Julien Aimard, who is the founder of the Blessed Sacrament Fathers. And he basically said that the Blessed Sacrament is the life of the peoples, and that the whole life of the Christian is summed up in this most blessed sacrament, God's gift to us. And he wanted and he tried to have as many adorers of the most blessed sacrament as he could. And so we remember these two great saints. But God comes to dwell in the midst of his people. The other day I was over at St. John Chrysostom, a Byzantine Catholic church. And Father Yeager, the priest there, was saying, you know, that the whole church is supposed to be shaped sort of like the heavenly Jerusalem. You have the city on earth, but you have the heavenly city with the great dome. And so heaven is reaching down to earth. And that's what happens at Mass. Heaven and earth are joined together. But he said, you know, we are on our pilgrim's journey. Everyone is walking together. But he said, you know, God reaches his hand down to us, but not an abstract God, a personal God, which is why Jesus is painted in the center of all their churches, so that people know that Christ is in their midst. This is what we want people to know. Just as the Eucharistic Congress has said, Jesus is here, so too we now will say that at St. Gabriel Radio. Jesus is here. Would that we would say it with our hearts. Jesus is here. Would that the people out there in the city and beyond, where St. Gabriel Radio reaches, would say, Jesus is here. They will know that God is in their midst. And what we do here is not just pro forma. We have drawn near through this sacrifice which we offer to the new and eternal Jerusalem, to Mount Zion, to that festival gathering of angels, to the precious blood of Jesus by which we are redeemed, that speaks more eloquently than the blood of Abel. We draw near to the Lord, and he draws near to us for this life-changing encounter. So do not weep. Do not be sad, for today is holy to the Lord, and he is in our midst.